MSD. Can I get a radio check?
4 HKX. You're loud and clear into the repeater.
Driving in Seneca, actually, under some power lines, so I was curious. Appreciate it, KO4 HKX.
I missed your call sign there at the beginning, but I think it was KQ4 something. Look, I'm Patrick on this end. Good to meet you.
That I did go down into depression too, and so it got real staticky. I think you may have asked for my call sign. This is KQ4MSD, Kilo Quebec 4, Mike Sierra Delta, David cruising around in Seneca.
This is Patrick. I didn't catch your call sign. I was in between something, and I'm up here in Penrose, North Carolina, outside of Brevard.
Yeah, I hear you on the nets at night sometimes, so good to chat. I have someone in my car who hasn't, I'm just telling her about the ham radio stuff, so I thought I'd try it out. Appreciate you calling back.
Hopefully they're encouraged to join the hobby. It's definitely worth every effort to get into it, and yeah, I call the Sunday night net on here. KO4HK.
KB2HXS.
And Dave.
Good morning, sir. I was Mr. Patrick, and I heard you had a station in there. Welcome to Ham Radio.
Thank you. I'm actually going to drop off right now, but I appreciate you gentlemen chiming in. This is KQ4MSD, and I'll be clear.
Hey, you watch that gentleman stuff. You don't know who you're talking to.
As every once in a while, I think you're pretty good guys.
Wow, we got them fooled, huh, Patrick?
Got something anyway. But I'll let him go. He's trying to pay attention to his guest there in the vehicle. So I believe it was David also. Good to meet you this morning. And I'm glad you're in the hobby. KO4HK.
KB2HXS Mobile Greer. Oh, Greer. Patrick, you doing okay?
Okay. Recovering from my sinus infection and got down into my teeth, so it's been bothering me.
Got into your teeth? Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I used to know what that felt like.
Fortunately for me, it's something I've dealt with most of my life. Just that. At random, it'll get down into my right side, upper teeth there, and it feels like somebody's in there with a jackhammer, and it is not comfortable.
Oh, I know. Well, there's a nerve down at the bottom rear of your jaw, and I know when I used to have teeth work done many, many years ago, they used to get the Novocaine right in there, would numb the whole side of your face. So that's probably what it does, you know, whatever inflammation that you get into your jaw or whatever, into the nerve, man. I get it. Trust me, I get it. Wow.
And like I said, I've been dealing with it since I was a kid, and the doctors and the dentists have been fighting over whose problem it is to fix, and I've just give up on it and learned to deal with it. It doesn't happen that often, but boy, when it does.
Oh, I get it. Well, listen, I'm pulling into the hot spot here. I'm getting a little gas, and I'm going to get back to the house. So I'll catch up with you a little bit later, my friend.
Careful out there. And we'll catch you on down the log. KO4HK. Clear.
KB2HXS. It's about to rain here in Greer, I think. Got some dark clouds rolling in. So we'll catch you later. KB2HXS.